Charlie, when we talk about Aconeck Expo 2011, great show, big show. It's preview day, a lot going on. And I guess really my first question for you, though, is how does this compare to last year's show?
Well, it's certainly a larger show, a lot bigger footprint this year than what we had last year. So more exhibitors. We've got about 385 exhibitors that are down on the show floor this year. So it's bigger and very pleased with the exhibit space and the exhibitors, what they've done with their space this year. And I think everybody's stepped it up again this year. So things look really nice out on the show floor.
And for somebody that's never been to the show or last year or hasn't been to this one yet, what can they expect to see?
I think what you'll see is, you know, kind of the gathering place of agriculture. You see a lot of equipment that's out on the show floor, but you'll also see a lot of the services that are provided to the industry as well. You'll see tires out on the show floor. You'll see input suppliers that are out on the show floor. So a lot of different goods and services that supply the agricultural industry.
Now, there's a lot of folks that also realize that the American Farm Bureau Federation has their meeting and trade show going on. It's all in one big place, isn't it?
It all is in one very big place. That's exactly right. Yeah, Farm Bureau's here, and we've teamed up with them. Actually, working with them has been very good because we've tried to make it where it was very comfortable for their membership to be able to see the Ag Connect show, and we're very happy to have been able to do that. And we've got a lot of other activities and co-locations that are going on here. The Farm Foundation had a meeting here. A lot of dealer meetings are taking place here. So, and that's really what the show strategy has always been, to make it a gathering place where people can come together. And many times people attend all these events. So if we can have the events in a nice place, a nice comfortable place, and have the right people at the right place at the right time, and then have a trade show there as well, I think it's a nice event.
Every farmer in the three states we cover has been in their local equipment dealer. They have all been there many, many times, but they may not understand exactly who the fact that AEM are. Who is AEM?
Yeah, AEM is the Association of Equipment Manufacturers. So we're the trade association that represents the equipment manufacturers. So we have members as well to the trade association, and the members are familiar names, John Deere and Case and Krauss and New Holland and AGCO. And so those are our members, and we have about a total of 800 members. And we're not only in agriculture, we also are in the construction business as well as utility, forestry, and mining business. We represent all those sectors on the heavy equipment.
So bottom line to all this, though, is this is just a way to gather. And this is not just United States. You've got folks coming in here from all around the world, don't you?
We do. And last year we had people coming in from 62 countries that were here for the first show. So, it truly was designed to be an international gathering place. And we worked very hard in our outreach and with some of our teaming up with organizations outside the United States to bring people here, because people are very interested in agriculture in the United States. Some of our educational programs are geared to kind of sharing of information that people have that may be interested in what's happening with places outside of North America. So I think it's a nice environment to share what's happening with people outside. And I've seen many people sitting down at the tables and just sharing best practices back and forth from one country to another. So it's fun to see.
You know, when we talk about the show, last year you held it in Orlando. Here we are in Atlanta this year, and a lot of folks are saying, well, what about next year? Where is it at? Well, we're going to skip a year, right?
We are going to skip a year. Actually, we're going on our normal rotation now, which will be an every other year show. And so the next show will be January 2013. Right now it's planned for January 8th through the 10th. And it's going back to Orlando, and that's where the plan is to be. And Orlando is a nice location simply because it's a nice landing spot from an international perspective. And quite frankly, there's a lot of other things to do in Orlando, in addition to go to the show and take advantage of that. It's certainly a family destination. A lot of people come, and from an international destination, it's a good place to be. So, and we also, last year was interesting because we found a lot of the customers, a lot of farmers from the United States were down there already, and so they took advantage of it too.
Good deal. Well, Charlie, we're set up here. Today's just preview day, but give us the specifics. For those that haven't been here and haven't would like to come, what do they need to do?
Yeah, just come on to the convention center here in downtown Atlanta, and just come to the AgConnect booth and register, and then take advantage of both the show floor. And there's a full complement of educational, about 40 educational sessions that people can take advantage of. And a lot of people are taking advantage of, you know, taking the time to not only look at the products and services that are on the show floor, but also using it as continuing education opportunity, too. We've got a really top-notch education program for people.